in some of the cars, see how they work out, set of batteries. And I got real good with a lot of the people that, you know, that ran it, you know. So he let me work on the motors, and that was fun. Mm-hmm. You know, breaking the motor down and putting it all together and all. I like that rather than the other part. You know, because all day long you slip this glue on it. That's why you high as a kite before you get out of that thing. I ain't getting you. You're high as a kite. You know, I mean, there was a lot of things, you know, but something I didn't like about it, Easy Go's not a good place to work because they don't pay much and they're not very good working conditions in there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's better. They built on a lot. I don't know if it got any better. They're not good working conditions. And let's see. Now I work for James Pipe, plumbing outfit, but I work for him. See, he paid me without taking out anything.
Mm-hmm.
See, didn't pay all that much, but he, you know, I didn't get hit by taxes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then I worked for Ronald Carpenter. I was a carpenter, and I had put up two or three houses. And then I worked for Pee Wee a bunch of different times. Now what Pee Wee does, he lays gas lines, pipes in the ground for
mm-hmm.
the gas company
mm-hmm.
and all, and stuff like that. And then I was a painter. I worked at painting. And then, see what else did I do? A little bit of everything. Tried to do it. Then I worked over where my brother worked, Clearwater Finish Plant. I worked on the spot machine. What it was, when they go to run the cloth, you know, they pour the color into these troughs, which feed the cloth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do, they mix the colors up. They mix them up in 55-gallon drums.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did on the spot machine was, you'd have these rolls of cloth. You'd have these strips of cloth, and they have this big roller. And what you'd do would take, they'd take little tiny cups, look like thimble cups, you know, and they'd mm-hmm. dip the colors, and they'd take a thimble, a little cup of color out of the old barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you about Charles when I worked down there. Charles tried to play butt-butt with a choo-choo train. He had a steel plate in his head, you know, when he was a young kid. And all Charles did all day long was sharpen a knife. That joker, he didn't have a hair on his arm, on his stump. He could sharpen, I let him do my hand, you know, because he could really sharpen a knife, you know. And Charles, I worked with him for months and did not know he could not read or write.
Hmm.
But he had his own, see, when they bring the colors up, they'll bring a bunch of colors up at one time, you see. And Charles was limited, see, like, he could never move up. He'd start out at the spot machine, he'd stay at the spot machine. He could not move up because in order to mix the colors, you had to know the different combinations. And, excuse me, since he couldn't read and all, you know, you take a piece of cloth, you take out of the old color, and then you take the new batch you mixed up, and you pour them on two different, like there was a big roll, and they have grooves in them, and you pour them inside the two grooves, then you mash a button in there, and the roller would roll the cloth through, and there'd be two strips of color on it. You go on this brass steam heated drum, and you dry the cloth, then you take it into some men in there that would check the colors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to see if that's the color they wanted in this pattern and all, you know,
mm-hmm.
and all this kind of stuff. They check it out. If they did, they'd tell you to go back and tell the man to add a little bit of this or do this or do that to get the color right,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I mean, a lot of color got estimated three or four times. These are rough people, too, you know. I mean, they live over in the valley, you mm-hmm. know. But after a while, see, they'd be... they had to do it more than one, two or three times, go back there and do the colors over. They just take two cups out of the same one. You know? So you couldn't help but get it right. You know? I'm serious. You know?
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you about two boys that worked there and say,